If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
P95 song of the day, California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Bill.
I know I can speak for Sip because of
like that
with
one.
Dre there also. That would
that, high score for
yeah,
him.
it'd be a 999
for Sip.
He
I think
would,
so.
He would, yeah. Jake, you nailed it. 95. I always go back, Bombi, couldn't imagine what it'd be like. Hey, we're going to record this song. You guys, you want to sit in it? Can you imagine sitting in studio when that got recorded?
That would be.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, listen to that song that somebody was saying, I was there the day they recorded it.
Oh, you wouldn't forget that,
no,
ever.
No, that would be one of those epic, then you nailed the whole vibe to it, Jake. It was unbelievable. Oh, man, that's a 988.
Whoa.
988. It was remarkable. As good as life gets right there.
Sip is out today, but yes. Bill thinks a 99.
Yes.
You know, I think you're probably on the right page. You want to guess Rudy's score real quick?
Rudy's going to love it. He's going to be a 901.
Oh,
99. Yes.
He says, great poll, Jake. Thank you.
I don't know if there'd be any. There'll probably be somebody doesn't like that. That was a
there's
song.
There's some haters.
Haters.
And that's that's a walk up song to me.
Yes.
100% walk up. Yeah. Nailed it. Who's here?
We are joined by Derek Bombeck, the director of sports.
I turned around. Bombeck turned around. Who is
Bombeck
here?
Bombeck turned around. And go. And who's here? Bombeck. I don't know. Who's here?
Derek
Bombeck. That's you. We're talking about you.
Yeah. Director.
Long night in the garage last night.
It was. Derek Bombeck is with us, director of sports for Visit Lincoln. Derek, good morning. I know you like that song.
Yeah, you set the bar pretty high. He said, if you don't like this song, either I'm going to walk out of here, or you're going to walk out of here. And I was
and
like,
no
oh, he's going Garth or he's going George Strait on me. No, he went
even
Tupac
better.
And Dre. Yeah. I mean, that's you can't not like that song. So I was going to go 9-9, but I cannot be, you know, the bandwagon with the other two. So it's going to be a flat out 10. So
yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yep, we've had a couple 10s this week on the show.
Bill.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Bill gave Andy Kim a 10 on Tuesday.
Rocking me gently.
So we gave it a 10. California Love a 10. Rock Me Gently a 10. Very odd. Great songs.
Very versatile
Andy
in
Kim.
The arsenal.
Sip said he looked like a combination of Neil Diamond, Glenn Campbell, and Sammy Davis Jr. That's what Andy Kim looks like.
It's an incredible description. Thank you. Scores are all over the place. Real quick, a couple here. Coach Libby, 0.2. Come on, Coach Libby.
Come on, Coach.
Ryan, 10. Shamia, 9.6. Doug in Idaho, 10. No doubt about it. White Sharpie, 9.1. Jesse the Plumber, 9.7. Who in class?
Bird!
9!
9 for Bird. That's his highest score ever.
That's
thank you,
pretty
Bird.
High.
Yeah. He's a Plainsman.
Mike and Dalton, 1.5. Chad and Kyle, Texas, 9.7. I'm going to say the average score is about a 7.3. Even with a 0.2 and a 1.7.
Really?
So, song of the day, California Love by Tupac, Dr. Dre from 1995. Derek, we got a lot of things going on in Lincoln.
It is a busy weekend.
Boy, first of all, for you personally, it's a very big day.
Today, oh, boy, yeah.
Today is.
Anniversary?
Nope, it's the twins' 12th birthday.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yep.
I hope they're not going to school today, I hope.
Well, I was hoping to pull them out. Their mother had other ideas.
Oh,
but it's also state championship week, which we'll get to. So I'm like, Shelton's still in the mix. That's my hometown. I was like, let's go cheer on some Bulldogs this morning. So
why not?
We'll see. I'll get home. We'll figure it out.
We'll talk it out. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
Well, let's get to that, Derek. The NSAA Volleyball Championships are here.
Yes, Lincoln loves its NSAA Championships, and it is volleyball weekend here. It is the semifinals all day today at Pinnacle Bank Arena. There is some incredible matchups coming today. Norris against Waverly is going to be a huge game.
Oh, wow.
The Milford-Malcolm, huge rivalry, great teams. Yeah. Malcolm had a great upset against Lincoln Lutheran on Wednesday. So yeah, just a lot of great volleyball going on. My Shelton Bulldogs play at 11 a.m. this morning against another rival, Overton. So
Overton, that gets real.
Yep, gets yeah, gets real. Shelton is the defending Class D2 state championships. They moved up a class to D1, so we'll see what they can do. But yeah, a lot going on. Check out nsaahome.org. The championship matches will be played tomorrow at Bob Devaney Sports Center, so don't mix those venues up. Today at PBA, tomorrow at Bob Devaney, but get your tickets and show up.
If Shelton's there, are you there tomorrow then or not?
Tomorrow. Depends on what time they play. Again, we got two birthday parties tomorrow. I got twin boys.
That's true.
We're going to be rock climbing with one. We're going to be at Sun Valley Lanes with John Lacido at the other.
Oh,
so.
Oh wow. Lacido.
Yeah. The godfather, I call him.
He's the godfather. Yeah. Up next, Derek, how about the Lincoln Pro Women's Tennis Open?
Yes, this second annual event is taking place at the Sid and Hazel Dillon Tennis Complex all weekend, and we'll finish up on Sunday. So 70 professional singles and doubles women's tennis players are going to be competing in Lincoln for the championship and to improve their world ranking. So,
hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This event is free to the public. Come check out some great tennis. And for more information on this, you can check out Lincoln.org. I was over there on Tuesday night, and I got there, and Herman is the head women's tennis coach at UNL, and he's like, you got to check out this match. It's going on 3 hours right now.
Whoa, really?
And I was there for another like 30 or 40 minutes, and it had just wrapped up. Yeah. So like a 3.5 hour match against two great ladies. It was phenomenal.
Imagine going out for playing tennis for 3.5 hours.
That's a long time.
3.5 hours.
People think that tennis players kind of stand around a lot. No, it's a lot of running. No. Jake knows. He's semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
He'll go hustle, you know, the Lincoln Racquet Club a little bit.
Yeah, no, he'd be the guy.
I get destroyed.
Hey, you
want to
play? You want to make it interesting for fun? All of a sudden, Jake's. Yeah.
I haven't played in 2 years. I would get destroyed by anybody right now. But I need to get back.
He did quit league.
Oh boy,
he went 0-16.
They put me in the wrong. Like the former Detroit Lions out here before they had Dan Campbell. Why am I playing these guys? I'm in the right league. Come on, it's not right. Next up, Derek. Nebraska's strongest 2025. Yeah. What is that?
I mean, this sounds
interesting.
Bill's going to love this, and Sip, I know, would have. But come check out the Strong Athletes competition for Lincoln's first competition this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Towers Frontier Harley-Davidson shop. So athletes will be tested, strongman athletes will be tested on pressing, deadlift, grip strength, and endurance. This event's going to be free to the public. There's going to be awesome raffle prizes, including signed posters from World's Strongest Man Athletes. So, again, an event that Lincoln doesn't host very often, so come check it out. It's unique. It's awesome. We all watched it on ESPN growing up, World's Strongest Man. So check out ironpodium.com.
High T in this one.
Tell me about the big boulder thing, too, the big rock.
All that stuff,
stone?
I don't know. Magnus Vermagnuson was like the man when I was growing up, but I don't know.
Chalk?
So much chalk
and
chalking up their forearms, chest when they grab things.
Oh, yeah, chalk everywhere.
So you assume they're gonna be like pulling a semi then, probably too.
You'd
right?
like to think, if not a plane,
they want to pull something.
You gotta, they gotta
pull something. Yes,
bench pressing two Harley Davidsons as many reps as they can go. You know, something like that. Again, I don't know the specific events, but let the imagination wander on that one.
If they had to bench press Sipple's Harley, that would be incredible. Yes,
he'd be like, put that thing down. Put that down. last subject. We talked about the weather on Sunday. It looks a little chilly. Good Life Halfsy will roll on, though.
You know, winners win no matter what the weather is. And the Good Life Halfsy, this is one of the nation's most entertaining half marathons, and it is Nebraska's largest and best half marathon. So we're going to see more than 9,000 runners. They increased the field this year because the event's so popular and the race is so well run, and it has great city support. So it's going to take place at 8:30 a.m. starting at Seacrest Field and finish mid-morning downtown in the Haymarket and Rail Yard. So come cheer on all these athletes. Help make this event, like it is already, one of the most entertaining in the world. And for more information, if you want to help volunteer, if you just want to check out the route and make sure you're missing road closures if you're on your way to church or other activities, you can check out goodlifehalfsy.com for that. But I will be down in the Rail Yard about 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, helping get all the runners on the shuttle buses to get them out to Seacrest. So it's going to be chilly.
Shuttle,
be
I, am, up, so. I am on delivery for that day.
Yes.
Bo Schindler, his wife Bailey, is running the race.
Okay.
So I am delivering. They're staying at our house. Then I'm taking her to Seacrest.
You're your own shuttle bus.
I'm my own shuttle bus.
Late night for the football game, followed by early morning for
early
running.
Early morning for running, yes. I'll be.
Commitment.
Yes. We're going to fight some wind chills around 10, they're saying.
It's going to be a little bitter. A little bitter.
That, yeah.
You know?
I like that. They'll show up.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be there.
It's going to be a great race.
When you schedule a half marathon in November, in the Midwest, you got to expect chilly mornings.
Expect
possibly.
The unexpected. Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Have you ran this before, Derek, or not?
You're adorable.
Yeah.
Nothing over a 5K for this guy.
Wow, Derek. Adorable.
I would rather go to the strongman competition and
have
something fall on my chest.
Yes.
You should try that out over there, Derek.
So, it's busy weekend. Yeah.
Niners. How are they looking right now? Got injuries.
You know, 6-3, completely injury ridden. So the fact that we are 6-3 and in the playoff hunt.
Got Mac Jones right now.
Mac Daddy Jones is helping carry us along. CMC's carrying us, but Mac's doing his part. So hoping to get some players back this weekend and next and not lose any more throughout. But got a tough game against the Rams this weekend, so we'll see.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Ooh,
yeah, they're playing real well.
Beat them the first time, right?
We did. We're 3-0 in the division right now. Yeah.
That's pretty heated, though, right?
The Rams.
That's the rivalry. I mean, I hate the Seahawks maybe a little bit more, but overall.
They look good,
I love
too.
Hate. They're really good, too.
I love hate. I do. Good. I love when people hate some
passion.
Other team.
It's just called passion.
Passion. But you said it already. The word's already out there.
You
said hate. He said it.
Yeah, we heard it, Derek. You can't take that back. Well, Derek, thank you so much. Appreciate your time. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you in a couple weeks.
He's Derek Bombeck, the director of sport for Visit Lincoln. When we come back, Lee Sterling's picks of the weekend are next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.